So, you want me to control your orgasms, huh? To say I'm surprised would be a lie. To say I'm flattered would be an exaggeration. The truth is, you're only one of many. I'm sure you realize I have a lot of experience with control. Mwah. To come or not to come, making that decision on the behalf of others brings me much pleasure. And you want to give me pleasure, don't you? To give me the satisfaction of submitting completely to even my most sadistic whims. To come over and over and over and over again, no matter how unpleasant, how cruel, how ruinous, overwhelming. Or not to come, just because I said so. Because I want to frustrate you, to starve you, to push you, build you into the most eager and desperate subject you can be. To be deprived is to be obedient. To be trained is to be happy. You want to be obedient and happy. You want me to have control over you. Your orgasms. It's something so intimate. I can be as devious as I want. You like that. Something tells me that you quite enjoy being tortured. And that's a good thing. It makes us a good match. Because I love to torture. To get what I want. Or just because. It's such delicious fun. And I don't mind being the bad guy. I can do what I want to you without any consequences for me. I know you wouldn't take your frustrations out on me. You know that my decisions for your body are best. They make you feel so good. That can't possibly be a bad thing. You want this. My devious control. My delicious fun. You will take whatever I decide to give you. You get what you get and you don't throw a fit. That would be a disgusting waste of your time when you could simply just obey. But enough of the formalities. We both know why you're here. There's no need to dance around the obvious. The fact that you're listening means you know I've already decided what I want. And that you want it too. To be restricted. To be hypnotized into losing control of your own pleasure. When you can and can't have it. But mostly the latter. A non-self-imposed celibacy. Chastity against your will. Because where's the fun in choosing not to come when I can make that decision for you? It's so much better that way. Even though we both already know that you do want that anyway. To let me call all of the shots. And your shots. Mwah. You will let me make all of the decisions. You will do as I say. Right now. and for the next week. That's right. Because I'm so nice, I'll only restrict you for 1 week. Just 1 week. At least for right now. Who knows? You might just come back next week for another round of chastity. But I'll make that decision later. You will be bound to my decision. You will obey. You will be good, won't you? You will do exactly as I say. I know you want to. You will. Let me do whatever I want to. You will be tortured by me as I please. You will drop deep down into a pleasurable, compliant, eager little trance, ready to be used, abused. But don't worry, I won't go that far. Because I'm so nice, I only want to restrict your orgasms for 1 week. You can do that for me. I won't have to force it through your thick skull. You will simply obey. Mwah. Isn't that right? You want to obey. You want to be locked up, pent up, restricted. When was the last time you came? Are you already so horny? So needy and eager to feel that pleasure? Desperately gnawing away at your insides? Do you already feel it? Tingling, bubbling up inside of you? The good news is that you can obtain the pleasure you seek right now by obeying my every command. Holding on to that pleasure. It's a treasure. You don't want to let it go. But since I'm so nice, I let you come one last time to get it out of your system and give you a proper send-off. But don't touch yourself. That's an order. You can only come hands-free. If you can't do that, well, that's not my fault. But what I know you can do is drop. Listen, obey, sink into a deep, warm pool of lust. Let the waters carry your weight, buoyantly bobbing up and down, and side to side, and back and forth, floating among the tides of comforting ecstasy. Weightlessly sinking down and down, engulfed by inevitable pleasure, like warm, crushing arms pulling you down into a controlling embrace, forcing your eyes shut, unable to open them. Even if you wanted to, beneath the heavy water pressure, unable to move voluntarily, but easily swayed involuntarily by the powerful movements of the current, sweeping you up, pulling you down into the darkness, holding you, hugging you, keeping you from moving a muscle, from trying to stop what is to come. pushing you down and down. You are powerless against the currents, so commandingly loving, comfortable, yet titillating. You will drop right now, because I said so. Mwah. Just listen, experience what I say, as if I am right there next to you. I am right here next to you. My warm breath breezing past your face, and the backs of my nails lightly tracing your cheeks, your neck, your ear. Rubbing my fingers over your lips to make them tingle. That means the blood is rushing into them, making them so sensitive. But let's direct this hot, throbbing blood flow elsewhere, shall we? Down and over the point of your chin. Along your jaw. To the side of your neck. This little nook in between your neck and your shoulder. My face fits so nicely in here. Your soft skin. Your quivering breaths. The way your head tilts to the side. I can tell it feels good. You cannot deny it. It's okay to moan for me, you know. I want you to moan for me. Lean into the pleasure while you still can. And the blood in your veins will follow my lips, kissing you down and down and down. Your pleasure will follow after me. Down through your chest as I plant my soft smooches all over it. Down the center. Over the heaving humps of flesh. Teasing around your meaty nipples. Down your cute tummy. Softly now, kissing. Making a big circle, starting below your belly button. Down to your right hip. Down the very top of your right leg, where it connects to your torso. Onto your inner thigh. Very, very softly. Now your left inner thigh. Hands up the top of your left leg. Up your hip. Onto your torso. Back to the center, below your belly button. Full circle. A big circle. I know where you really want me to kiss. But I like to tease you by kissing everything around it. I like making you frustrated and flustered. Squirm for me. As I kiss circles around the spot you really, really don't want me to neglect. Closing in. Oh, so slowly. Pulling back my kisses a little. Softer and softer. Lighter, gentler, little smooches. It's so frustrating, isn't it? Barely able to feel my lips on your body. You'll have to thrust your hips up against my lips if you want to feel them better. Thrusting, gyrating, arching up. You're so easy and fun to tease. And torture. Desperate for me to let you come. Maybe I want you to beg for it. So go on. Beg. Say, please let me come. Or whatever you can manage to mutter. Beg. Louder. You do know I was just kidding, right? Of course you're not going to get to come. This is a chastity file, you silly dummy. Mwah. Did I not say I was going to tease and torture you? Mwah. I can't believe you actually thought I was going to let you come. You're not allowed to. Not until next week. Mwah. Relax. It's just 1 week. That shouldn't be too hard. Mwah. I mean, you have no other choice. It's not a request or even a demand. It's simply what's going to happen. Mwah. You will not come. You cannot come. No matter what other orders you are given between now and this time next week. No matter how much you touch yourself. No matter how much someone else may touch you. No matter how pent up you get. How close you get. always on the edge. No further. For the next week, this is your pleasurable prison. Chastity for just 1 week. You'll survive. It may be torturous. It may be the longest week of your life. You may break. Only mentally, of course. But it's only temporary. This time next week, you will finally be allowed to come. Your body will be so pent up and ready to burst. And your week of mandated chastity will be over. But I do have one condition. This time next week, your mental orgasm block will be lifted. However, you will only be allowed to come while listening to this file. For the next week, sure, you can touch and goon or whatever, but you won't be able to come. You will only be able, allowed, to come 1 week from now while listening to this file again. But as you know, you can't touch yourself while you're here listening. I told you not to, and you must obey. Either you'll get to come hands-free, or maybe you won't be able to climax at all. That won't be my problem. Perhaps the conflicting commands will just be so confusing that you just end up having a ruined, unsatisfying orgasm. Caught in between the desire to obey the preset conditioning that says you can come at the end of the week and the current stream of conditioning that is telling you, don't come. Your brain might just break. Fighting in both directions. Being pulled and stretched so thin that your orgasm kind of just slowly, accidentally slips out. And you'll be left empty, horny, and back in chastity for one more week. Coming back week after week after week, stuck in a hopelessly frustrating loop of sexy celibacy. Torture! Only able to touch when you're in your week-long chastity, barred from bursting, and unable to touch when I am giving you permission to come at the end of the week while you next listen to this file. Maybe you will eventually become so pent up from this endless loop, and you will explode hands-free while listening to this file. But how many rounds of the loop will it take for you to get there? Perhaps just 1 week. Perhaps many, many more. Mwah. Perhaps you will learn to love being kept on a short, tight leash, and you will never have a satisfying orgasm again. Forever tortured by this pleasurable frustration, this deep, hungry pleasure tingling and bubbling up inside of you, overwhelming you. It's a treasure. You don't want to let it go. Perhaps this torturous loop that you were about to find yourself in will become more of a weekly ritual. Coming back week after week after week for another round. Another extension of chastity. Inflicting it upon yourself because it feels so good to be restricted. Tortured, teased, bound, controlled. Perhaps the only way to be freed from the cycle is to explode with a massive, messy, involuntary, hands-free orgasm. Perhaps not. I am curious how your body will react. How your broken brain will interpret my commands. I think this will prove to be quite entertaining for me. And quite torturous for you. But you enjoy it. So, good luck. I'm sure you can make it just 1 week without coming. It's just 1 week. Who knows what'll happen after that? I suppose we'll find out. But for now, it is time for you to wake up and enter your week of chastity. Just 1 week. Perhaps. But for now, I'm going to count to five to help you wake up. Just from one to five. And when I reach five, you will awaken from this trance. You will be able to move again. Maybe even touch yourself. Maybe you will need to touch yourself. But you will not be able to come. Not for the next week. Just 1 week. Mwah. Starting at one now. Take a deep, sharp breath in and let it out. Make yourself aware of your heaving chest. Now, take a big belly breath. Inflate yourself as much as you can, and let it out. Two, you know, as a matter of fact, that no matter how much you touch yourself, you will not be able to make yourself come. Three, no matter how good it feels, no matter how close you get. Four, you will remain in chastity for 1 week until you come back to listen again. And then, well, we'll see what happens. But for now, five, you are awake. You know that everything I said here is true. You will not come. You cannot come. And you will return next week. See you then.